Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The competition with the People's Republic of China and other bad actors aligned with Beijing includes some high-end technology terminology, and I welcome Mark Montgomery of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He's a senior director of the Center on Cyber and Technology Innovation. Learning from Mark, publishing at The Hill, that there is a particular kind of technology that you need to conquer to understand where we are in this competition. It's called RISC-V, an open-source chip design architecture that can serve a variety of end-use applications. Admiral, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. I get lost in your explanation. What does RISC-V do, and what does it mean to be open-source? Good evening to you.
Thanks. So a real pleasure to be here, John. And look, this is a complicated issue, as are almost all these kind of emerging technology export control issues. So RISC-V is an open source chip design and architecture. It is a way of designing chips, shared information between different program writers and designers and architects that allows a sharing of increasingly complex blueprints and diagrams and designs for chips. And, you know, these chips can have any sort of application, certainly what we would call dual use. You know, they can drive artificial intelligence. They can be used in autonomous systems like drones. They can be used in surveillance technology. They can be involved, you know, they can be eventually integrated into weapon systems. And really, this whole enterprise skirts around our legitimate attempts at export controls and outbound investment screening in order to maintain a fair, more competitive environment with China for both our companies in a non-military realm and also to protect our security in the military realm. We should not be providing the tools which an adversary can use to build the weapons to defeat us. And an example of that is we've worked hard with the Dutch companies that build the most complex semiconductor manufacturing equipment, Dutch companies, AMSL, that we agree with them. You know, we block the sale of certain items to China. Well, if we allow them to work their way around that, now this is a different technology and a lower quality than some of the Dutch stuff. It's still, we're allowing them to work their way around that. So we need to maintain a competitive environment. We need to have proper export controls. We need to have, screening of whatever, investments going on from the United States into China. And we need to make sure that this RISC-V technology, this open source technology, that U.S. companies don't contribute inappropriate technology to it. And China is running the RISC-V process, John.
You mentioned Yadro and Elbrus, two Russian companies. What are they doing with RISC-V?
So Russia's got a problem, right? With all the sanctions that we were putting on them because of their illegal invasion of eastern Ukraine and continued occupation of Crimea, we've had these sanctions on. And as they've expended their weapons, and they have expended a lot of medium to high technology weapons, particularly cruise and ballistic missiles, there's a large demand signal for semiconductors, chips, and other microelectronics technology. There's kind of apocryphal stories where they were stealing the high end washers and dryers from occupied Russia Ukrainian cities and taking them back to strip them out. More specifically, though, companies were working to provide open source chip design architecture that could easily be dual used into weapon systems. And at least one of the cases, I know that we have found indications of this in Russian war machine products, right? That, you know, their weapons and tools, and they're using these applications. So we went ahead, and I think it's at least two companies at this point that have specifically been sanctioned for their role in developing capable RISC-V cores for Russian military use.
Your article at The Hill, Mark, mentions that Congress established an independent commission that has come to some conclusions. And the one that sounds most immediately pertinent to this concern, the Chinese Academy of Sciences on the U.S. entity list of trade-restricted organizations has developed 64-bit RISC-V cores, drawing on open source blueprints made available by companies in America and Europe. Do those companies know this?
I think at this point, John, they know. I'll give them a break 7, 8, 10 years ago, where there was still a disconnect between our military and intelligence understood China was a long-term threat to the United States, and Treasury and Commerce continued to push the, if only a little more free trade will open up China and liberalize it. So I'll give you 10 years ago. But as early as 5 years ago, you had to understand this technology was being used in a dual-use way. And certainly in the last year or two, it's clear that on a bipartisan basis, the U.S. national security team, from Treasury to Commerce to military to Intel, is telling you that Chinese are going to use a dual-use technology for nefarious purposes. So we have, put the Chinese Academy of Sciences on the sanctions list. And the National Security Commission on Artificial Intelligence discussed the risks we had in this kind of high technology transfer. And we should absolutely be worried about this. Companies, I'm not asking us to place these companies at criminal risk right now. I'm saying work with them to create the conditions where they no longer transfer this technology. Should they fail to do that, then action should be taken.
Mark, in your presentation, there is something that reminds me of the arms race of the 20th century. Is that the way to think of this, the competition between adversaries?
Now, John, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's exactly this competition is across dozens or scores or even hundreds of emerging technologies. You know, RISC-V is one. You and I have spoken in the past about drones. There's a lithium ion battery issue where there are areas where either the whole U.S. supply chain or the U.S. security is deeply invested in Chinese manufactured and controlled products. There's two issues here. One's a security issue. If the Chinese are manufacturing these things, they can put malware or nefarious, malicious software in the product. And the second is, in a crisis or a conflict, they can cut off your access to something, and your ability to produce further weapons or things like that could be exposed, or your economic productivity could be damaged. And that's an important part of American power. So we absolutely have to tackle this issue across scores of emerging technologies. And it really requires a comprehensive strategy led from the executive branch to do this. And that's one of the things we call for in here, is that to do that. And in the absence of that, for Congress to direct it.
Right now, Mark, 30 seconds. Would you say we're still ahead and the lead is narrowing? Is that fair?
So broadly, in semiconductor and logic chips, we, the West, are ahead. And that's due to some fantastic technology that the Dutch, right, the Japanese, and American firms have given us. But a lot of weaponeering doesn't need the very, very, very high-end stuff. So the ability of the Chinese to jump generations and get access to things can make their weapon systems, extremely effective against us. So I would say the answer is we're ahead, but, we're being paced pretty rapidly.
Mark Montgomery, Senior Director, Center on Cyber and Technology Innovation, Foundation for Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.